Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. You could probably quote it from memory. You could, it's on the screen probably, but you can close your eyes and remember it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's quote it out loud all together. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to pray one more time, and let's ask that the Lord would speak to us individually. He would speak to us collectively, and that he would help us to align our spirits to what he wants to do in this place this morning. If you could lift your hands up one more time. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to be in your presence. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your spirit that we already feel in this place. I take dominion and authority over every doubt, every fear, everything that is contrary to your will in the name of Jesus. I lose faith in this place. Lord, I thank you in advance for what you are going to do. Speak to us individually. Speak to us collectively. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you in advance for what you are going to do. Lord, we loose, let faith, Lord, reign in this place. We bind all doubt. We bind all fear. We command it to leave in the name of Jesus. Let faith reign in the atmosphere this morning. We thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Let's clap our hands to Jesus one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Jesus' name, you may be seated in the name of Jesus. The world we live in is called a three-dimensional world, or more commonly called the 3D world. What is meant by this is our world, the world that we can observe, is made up of three things. It's made up of length and breadth and height. And There are scientists who study these different, this 3D world, and they say that the first dimension consists of a straight line, and those who live in that dimension move straight from one point to another point with no movement to the right or left. And to try to describe these dimensions, they say that the normal place of the snail is the realm of one dimension. It has one focus. It always travels on a straight line towards food. And they say that the normal place of the dog is the realm of the second dimension, because it moves over a square surface in search of two things, something to eat and someone to love. They say that we as humans, we live in that third dimension. We seek three things. We seek food and friends and knowledge. And many scientists believe that there are other worlds where there are other structural parameters than length, breadth, and height. And they call these worlds higher dimensional worlds. They're scientists whose lives are dedicated to studying and theorizing, making mathematical models about these dimensions that are far beyond what we can see. But there's something that is deep within every man and woman that tells him that there is more to this life than I can see, and that I can touch in this world. And living in this third dimension, they say, we rely on what we can see, what we can touch, what we hear, we taste, smell, and many people are satisfied with living in that place. But there's something that is within us that tells us there's something beyond what I can just see here in the natural. And I believe that there is also that spiritual dimension called faith, that if we can learn to enter into that place, it impacts even the dimensions that I can see in the natural. So when we come to God, what happens is we leave that dimension of the natural, and we begin to enter into the dimension of the supernatural. And as God fills us with his spirit, we are now thrust into that dimension of faith. However, even after we have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we seem to slip in and out of that place because we are so comfortable with where we have always lived. And so it goes on Sunday as we begin to feel the presence of God. We lift our hands and we begin to slip into a place and belief where God can do anything. But then Monday comes along, And we slip back into that place of the natural where I rely on what I can see, what I can touch, what I can understand in the natural. But if we could ever understand that every biblical principle works either by faith or through faith, everything that we do revolves around faith. Coming together in church this morning, it requires faith. If I don't have faith mixed in, then I've just come to a meeting. And even my worship, if I lift my hands and begin to sing, it requires faith to be activated, or I'm just singing a song. Repentance, I can just repeat words, but without faith, nothing happens. But something happens in the supernatural when I put my faith in the Word of God, and by faith, I repent of my sins. Something supernaturally happens. Even baptism without faith is just getting wet. But something happens in the supernatural. When I step into the waters of baptism and it is mixed with faith and I believe what the Word of God says, that He will wash my sins away, something supernatural happens when I step into those baptismal waters and a supernatural miracle happens because of faith. Mixed with that, the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. The Bible says, now we walk by faith and not by sight. We've now stepped into a new place where it's not by what I see, it's not what I touch, but now I'm walking by faith. The Bible tells us, by grace are you saved through faith. It's everything that throughout Scripture, and it's through faith of what happened on Calvary that we open up our spirit and we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and then we make that step of baptism in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins, because we have absolute belief or faith of what Jesus did on Calvary. And I'm thankful for what Jesus did on Calvary, because the power that was released on Calvary is so powerful that it can save every human being on the earth right now if they would yield to it. And there's enough power that is still left in this earth that it is as permanent in the earth as the air that we breathe, and enough power still flows from Calvary to heal every sickness, to heal every disease on the earth. But we can only access that power when we step into that dimension of faith. Jesus Christ went to Calvary for two things. He went for healing of the sick and salvation for the lost, but both healing and salvation can only be accessed in that dimension of faith. He died for everybody, but not everyone has stepped into salvation because they're still living in the natural. But when we come together and we say, I'm leaving the natural and I'm stepping into that place of the supernatural, that place of faith, I don't quite understand all how it works, but it's that other dimension that's beyond what I can see, what I can feel. So it's important for us to understand what the Word of God says, because of His Word, our faith begins to rise. Many people do not know the Word of God, so they have no faith. It is when we hear the Word of God that faith begins to rise. The Word of God is so powerful that someone who has never had faith in their life, when they begin to hear it begins to, something happens in them. I've seen people that were of different religious backgrounds and different belief systems who had never heard the Bible spoken, had never heard Scripture read to them. But as they begin to hear the Word of God, something begin to happen and faith begin to rise. And all of a sudden, they may not have understood everything, but they begin to step into a supernatural realm that they had that never heard before, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And so as they begin to hear, that's why it's important that we're here this morning. Even if your faith is low, if I can get to the house of God, my faith can begin to rise as I hear His Word, as I step out of this dimension and I step into another. And as we read His Word, we see that Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. What was that curse? Well, part of that curse was sickness and disease that was released on the earth because of man's sin. But
But Paul says that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. So when I see that promise in Scripture, the curse of the law, it includes every sickness and disease and every plague known throughout the history of the world. But in order for Jesus to redeem us from this terrible curse of the law, the Bible says he was made a curse for us. He bore for us the punishment prescribed by the law, and that's why he had to take our infirmities and bear our sickness. Because Adam and Eve, they sold us into slavery to the devil and put us in bondage and under his jurisdiction. But Jesus, he has redeemed us. Or the Bible says he's bought us back. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:20, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. When I hear the word of God and I begin to connect my faith with his word and I understand that revelation, that he has already purchased me. I no longer belong to Satan, but he has paid the price. My faith begins to rise, believing he can do anything. What we speak, it identifies what dimension we live in. It only takes about 5 minutes talking with someone, and you can find out very quickly where they're living. Are they living in the realm of the natural? Or are they living in that realm of faith? You begin to talk with some people and how are you doing? And that was the worst question you should have asked. Because all of a sudden, they begin to describe all the scenarios, and this is going on and this is happening. And this is, but you can speak to a child of God who may be going through even worse circumstances. But they are living in that dimension of faith where they believe, even though in the midst of trouble, that God can take care of everything. And they open their mouth and say, you know, things haven't been going great, but I know that God is with me. Yes, I've been fighting sickness in my body, but I'm believing that God is healing me. Yes, my marriage is going through some things, but we've been praying about it, and God is beginning to do a miracle. What we see the difference is someone going through the same circumstances, but someone has learned to step into that dimension of faith and believe that God can do anything. What you speak determines if you are bound into the dimension of the natural or you step into that dimension of the supernatural. Something that I believe we must change our way of speaking, that we must change our way of talking. We are quick to speak what the doctor says. We're quick to speak what the internet says. We're quick to speak what AI is telling us, and but yet at times we're slow to speak what the Word of God says. And see, but the doctor's diagnosis is here in the natural dimension. It is confined to the third dimension, but the dimension of faith has the power to impact where I'm at right now. And so, yes, the doctor's diagnosis may not be right, but if I can leave this dimension and step into that place of faith and say, Lord, I don't have the answers, but I believe your word is true. Lord, I don't have the answers, but God, your word says that by your stripes I am healed. Luke 11:23 says, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast to the sea, and shall not doubt it in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he has said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. We've got to be careful, because what we speak determines what dimension we're stepping into. I'm not against being a realist. Let's be real with what we're going on. And I'm not saying let's make up things and ignore the circumstances that we're going through. I'm saying let's allow faith of the Holy Ghost to speak through us. I believe that I can look in the natural, in this third dimension of the reality of what I'm facing. But I can also step into that dimension of faith and believe that God has the answer even when I don't have it. He shall have whatsoever he saith. I think we've got to be careful even there, because we can have negative faith and believe that all kinds of things are coming on us. many times we have seen people and they've gotten the diagnosis and they begin to speak it. This is what I have. This is what I am. This is what the situation is. But if we could begin to change our language and speak what the Word of God says and say sickness, disease, sin, and infirmities, they were all laid on Jesus according to the Word of God. He bore them. He carried them away. And so I am free. I am free in the name of Jesus. See, Satan has taken advantage of our lack of understanding. We are redeemed by the power of from the power of Satan, and that means we have been bought back from the hand of the enemy. We were born again, the Bible says. We are a new creation. We are freed from the kingdom of darkness. We are no longer slaves of Satan. So sin, sickness, and disease and bondage no longer have rule over me. Something must rise up within us where we begin to look at the enemy in the eye and say, Satan, you're a liar. You know I'm redeemed because I've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm no longer dwelling on your territory. You no longer have a legal right to trespass on my property. I am no longer yours, neither under your jurisdiction, but I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Many times we have the wrong idea about the nature of faith. We imagine that faith is for almost anyone except ourselves. We think that in order to exercise faith, I must wonderfully and rigorously exercise my mind and strain and worry and go through certain rituals in order to appropriate the promises of God and secure his blessings. But faith is much simpler than that. Faith is a decisive act. Genuine faith in God and in his word is stepping out upon what he has said, regardless of what one sees or what one feels or senses in the natural. Faith is a decisive act depending only upon the word of God. I love it when we feel faith. It's wonderful when we are in the presence of God and when we feel faith, but at times I feel nothing. At times I do not feel faith. And it is in those times that we must remember that faith depends not on my feeling. Faith is not a feeling. Faith is dependence upon the Word of God. Faith ignores every natural symptom or evidence that is contrary to what God's Word states. Faith says, I know what His Word says. I may not feel it. I may not see how it's going to come to pass, but I know what his word says. There was a lady, I was in a church in Arkansas, a lady who brought up her grandson for healing. Young boy, not really, too young to really have his own faith. But that grandmother had faith. He was deaf in one of his ears and she brought him up and she said, the doctor says that he can't hear. There's no way that he can ever hear. But that the faith of that grandmother says, I don't care what everyone else says. I'm going to believe that God can do anything. The faith of that grandmother brought him up. She said, can we pray together for my grandson? I said, ma'am, if you believe it, I believe it. Let's bind together in faith, believing that God can do a miracle. She lifted her hands. That little boy just stood there, didn't really have his own faith, but that grandmother's face reached into that dimension where God does the miraculous. And all of a sudden, he lifted his hand over his ear as God opened up that deaf ear. And that grandmother began to rejoice and began to shout. Why? Because the grandmother decided, I know what this dimension offers. I'm tired of living here. I'm going to step into that dimension of faith for my grandson and believe that God can do anything. It's in that dimension of faith that anything is possible. When you pray the prayer of faith and call upon God for what you need, then you leave the results to him, knowing that according to his word, it shall come to pass. Sometimes we pray for faith, but the Bible says that faith comes by hearing the word of God. So by reading the word, I hear God speak. By hearing his preached word, I hear him speak. I hear him say, I'm the Lord who heals you. I hear him say, by his stripes, you were healed. You don't need to pray for faith to believe God told the truth. Did God tell the truth? Mark 16 and 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. My name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We know that scripture. We can quote that scripture, but many times I don't know if we believe that scripture, because we are quick to tell people when we encounter them, hey, you need to come down to Atlanta West, and someone will pray for you, and you can be healed. But when I get a revelation that God can use me, that these signs shall follow me as a believer. We don't have to wait till the evangelist shows up. We don't have to wait till the pastor shows up. These signs shall follow them that believe. Are there any believers here this morning? These signs shall follow them that believe. When we truly begin to believe, then we step out and say, hey, you know what? Let's bind together and let's leave this dimension of the natural. And let's bind together and step in together into that dimension of the supernatural. And let's pray in faith, believing that God can do anything. Doesn't matter how bad the situation is. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Had my assistant pastor at the time, he in Barcelona, he went up to pray for a lady in the church, and so he went up there full of faith. He goes up and he prays, and so he called back 3 days later to see how things were progressing, and they said, well, we're sorry, but things have gotten worse. She's now in a coma, and we're not sure if she's going to come out. And so he called me. He said, Pastor, what do I do? I said, well, go up again. Let's pray again. So he walked up there, and he walked into the room, and he said something came over him. And the lady was laying there in the bed in a coma, and her sister was sitting beside her. And he reached over and he just began to pray a simple prayer of faith. He didn't shake her. He didn't yell. He didn't scream. He just said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to wake up from this coma right now in Jesus' name. And suddenly she sat up in bed, lifted up her hands, and began to speak in other tongues. And the sister who is sitting beside her was just shocked. And this lady had never received the Holy Ghost before, but all of a sudden she is speaking in other tongues. He looks at the sister. He says, have you ever received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? She said, no, I haven't. He said, now, if you'll lift up your hands right now, God will fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. She lifted up her hands as well, and God filled her with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It was in that place of faith that things looked bad, things looked desolate, but someone said, let's leave this place of the natural and step into that dimension of faith. What could happen if we would get tired of living in this place? Accustom what I can see, what I can understand. And the more influential we get and the more education we get, we try to figure out God. And I quit trying to figure God out. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how it happens. It's that simple faith that I just know that anything can happen. I quit trying to figure out how is it that God opens a blind eye? How is it that God opens a deaf ear? How is it that someone is healed of these diseases? And in our own natural mind at times, we try to figure it out, or we try to understand it or explain it or even explain it away and say, well, maybe it just went and fixed itself. But if we could learn to leave this dimension and understand that God, everything God does operates in that dimension of faith. If you need deliverance, you're not going to get it in this dimension of the natural. But if you'll step into that place of the supernatural, it's where God sets people free. It's where chains are broken. If you might be dealing with sickness in this natural realm, but if you can say, I'm tired of living in this realm. I'm tired of getting to that realm on Sunday and going back to the natural on Monday. But if we can learn to literally walk by faith and not by sight. I'm not going to look with my natural eye, but I'm going to look through the eyes of faith and believe that God can do anything. Doesn't matter what it is. Faith, it's where everything happens. Many times when you pray with someone, you need to be sensitive to where they are before you pray for them. Because many people are comfortable with living in the natural. They've always lived in the natural. They may not have had that experience of stepping into the supernatural. But if you can be sensitive to where you are, they are, and begin to guide them into that new place of faith. They may not have quite have understanding of even who God is. I walked into a hospital room one time, and the lady was there with a broken hip, and her daughter was there by her side, and I walked in, and I could see that there was no faith. I could see that I had gone up there to pray for her because someone had asked me to, and I walked in, and I immediately knew there's no belief here, there's nothing. But in my mind, I thought if I could guide them and lead them out of that place of the natural and bring them into the place of faith, that's where God can do anything. And I just began to talk to them for just a moment about the scripture, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And I begin to explain to them that God could do anything, that God could even put a bone back together, that God could heal anything. And after about 5 minutes of just sharing a scripture and sharing what God could do, I could feel faith and begin to rise as they begin to nudge a little closer to that place of faith. And then the lady, she looked at me, she said, "Could I have a little bit of that Pentecostal prayer?" I said, "All right, we can have some of that Pentecostal prayer." I said, "Now all I need you to do," I said, "if you will just open your mouth and say, 'Thank you, Jesus, for healing my body.'" She didn't know how to lift her hands. She didn't know how to get loud. I just said, "If you'll just say, 'Thank you, Jesus, for healing my body.'" There's something that happens when you open your mouth and you step into that place. You may not even have a full understanding of what's going on, but she said she stepped into that realm, and she just began to say, "Thank you, Jesus, for healing me." I asked her unbelieving daughter, who was beside her as well, I said, "Ma'am, put your hand on your mother's hip and let's command that bone to go together in the name of Jesus." She said, she put her hand on the hip and we begin to pray. I said, "Lord, that they may know who you are, I pray that this bone would begin to fuse together in the name of Jesus." When they took her to the x-rays, God had completely healed that hip. They said, "We don't even see a line where there was even breakage. We don't even see where this has happened." That daughter began to call her family and said, "Have you ever heard about someone being healed like this? Have you ever heard what happened?" Is she left that dimension of the natural. She stepped into that dimension of the supernatural. And that's where God will do anything. I want us all to stand together. Luke 9:1 says, "Then he called his 12 disciples together, gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick." Jesus gave the disciples power and authority to cure diseases, to cast out devils. But according to Acts 1:8, the Bible says, "Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us." If you have received the Holy Ghost, you have power. If you have received the Spirit of God, it was more than just speaking in other tongues. Sometimes we focus on that a little bit, and it is part of that process. When someone receives the Holy Ghost for the first time, the Bible says they will begin to speak in other tongues. But it's more than just speaking in other tongues. There is a power that comes into you. Power to do what? Power to sit on the pew on Sunday? No. Power to make it to church on Wednesday night? No. Power to step out and to be witnesses to wherever you go, to cast out devils, wherever you go, to lay hands on the sick, wherever you go, representing the kingdom of God. And if the enemy can cause us to think that the only reason he filled us with the Holy Ghost was just so that we could make it to church on Sunday, we'll make it to church on Sunday. But he is scared to death that you will learn to leave this dimension of the natural and begin to live in that dimension of faith. Because when you came in to the kingdom of God, when you were born again of water and of spirit, it was an act of faith. You were baptized in water. Faith was mixed. You lifted up your hands and God filled you with the Holy Ghost. It was because of faith. I've seen thousands of people receive the Holy Ghost, and all of them, it was when they connected faith and begin to worship God. If they had their head down and were begging God, they didn't receive it. But when they flipped that switch and began to say, Lord, I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, because worship is faith. When I step into worship and I begin to thank him, even before I've received the miracle, even before I've received the Holy Ghost, and I begin to open up my mouth and I begin to open my spirit in worship, there's something that happens in the supernatural. That is faith in action. How will you worship God when he delivers you of your situation? Because here in a moment, that's how we're going to worship him, even before it happens, because that's faith. Lord, I'm facing a bad situation. Lord, this circumstance, I don't see how this is going to work itself out. But when I lift my hands up, I say, Lord, thank you for delivering me. I don't see deliverance yet, but I'm beginning to leave the natural. The natural says I'm bound. The natural says there's no way out, but I lift my hands. I say, Lord, thank you for setting me free. Lord, by your stripes, I'm healed. I feel pain in my body, but Lord, your word says I'm healed. And so, Lord, by faith, I thank you, Lord, for already doing it. I thank you, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for doing a miracle in my life. And what you are doing is you are leaving the dimension of the natural and you're stepping into that place of faith where anything can happen. Don't be comfortable to live in the place of the natural when the Lord has called us all to live in that place of the supernatural, in that place of faith. I know there's people who say, well, they don't want you to be too heavily minded. They give you no earthly good. I don't know if I quite agree with that. I think we use that saying sometimes to cover some people who are going out on a limb somewhere. But could I be so heavenly minded that I am very much earthly good? Because I might be here living in this third dimension, but living in a different place in the supernatural, that place of faith where everywhere I walk, people meet Jesus. That everywhere I walk, miracles are happening. That everywhere I walk, people are being delivered. I said, there's something different about him. He's living in a different world than we are, yes. He's walking in that place of faith where anything can happen. I want you to close your eyes right where you are. I lift your hands just for a moment. Lord Jesus, I come against every doubt and fear that would come against us. Lord, let our faith be renewed this morning in the name of Jesus. Let faith begin to rise in the name of the Lord. We thank you for what you've done for others, but we know you're going to do it for us here this morning. Lord, in Jesus' name, I bind all doubt and fear, everything that would be contrary to your word. I bind it in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we hold on to what your word has said. We connect our faith with your word, Lord, and we open our mouths and we speak. In the name of Jesus, we speak words of faith. In the name of Jesus, just for a moment, just begin to thank him. Even before, we're not asking him for nothing. We're just saying, Lord, I thank you for being my healer. Thank you for being my deliverer. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you, Jesus, for doing a miracle in my family. Thank you, Jesus, for doing a miracle in my situation. That's it. Just for a moment, you're leaving the natural, and you're all of a sudden, that those hands raised are a sign of faith. Those hands raised are slipping into a new dimension that you may not have ever slipped into before. But in Jesus' name, we step into that faith right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everyone say, in Jesus' name.